The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. We've got a lot going on. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you to all of our brand new listeners in Houston, Texas, at Patriot Talk 920 AM. Wow, what a terrific bunch of patriots! Brand new radio station, and we had a huge turnout for the launch celebration. I was honored to be invited down to speak and met so many of our great listeners. And I am telling you, folks, there is something going on in this country right now. The average American is beginning to wake up, to rise up, and understand that our way of life is under attack, and it's even under attack in places like Houston. And so we're so excited to be on the line up there at Patriot Talk 920, as we are on so many other radio stations around the nation. And Patriot Talk is a family-owned radio station, and so we're always very excited to work with stations that are family-owned. So welcome aboard, and thank you for the great invitation. Actually spoke at Houston Christian University, and the university president got up and said a few words. Dr. Sloan is his name, and he condemned the anti-Semitism that is unfolding on these university campuses across the nation. And he also extended an invitation to any Jewish student who feels unsafe to come and transfer to Houston Christian University, where they're going to get a great education, and they're also going to be protected from these leftist mobs. Because the Christian schools and the Southern schools, by and large, are not, they're just not tolerating this nonsense. So good for you, Houston Christian. They actually built a replica, an entire replica of Independence Hall, one of the most beautiful buildings I have been in. And if you're in Houston, it's worth going over there, getting a tour. And it's just a really, really good people. And so thank you for that. And we just say thank you to the great staff at Patriot Talk 920 in Houston. Where do we begin? There is so much going on. And we've got a lot of great guests coming up today, including John Rich is going to be here. Congressman Russell Fry is going to join us from South Carolina. Also, Moon Griffon, who is a popular radio host in Louisiana, is going to be joining us. There is a huge story unfolding in Baton Rouge where the citizens said, you know what, we're just fed up. We're fed up with the crime. We're fed up with the wasting of the money. We're fed up with taxation without representation. And so they started a very long process to secede from the city of Baton Rouge. This now the brand new city forming in Louisiana called St. George, Louisiana. So we're going to be talking to Moon about that. That's going to be a fun conversation. Also, yesterday, and this unfolded during my Newsmax television program, and I was very concerned at the time about this legislation. And I expressed some concerns I had last week when we got wind that this legislation was being introduced. And this is the Anti-Semitism Act. It is a very dangerous piece of legislation, and I said so at the time, bipartisan support, and it passed without anybody taking the time to actually read this legislation, and that is now turning out to be a big problem. So it's called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and it passed with overwhelming support. It was pretty huge. This was done in response to the violent riots that have broken out on many of these university campuses. So, there was some good intent here, but the problem is there are already laws on the books addressing those issues. So my question is, why don't we just enforce the laws that are already on the books? Why don't we do that? Why do we need even more laws? And this is the problem with Congress, Republican and Democrat. These guys, they love passing the laws. They love growing the government. And this program is all about getting the government out of your backside. We want to dislodge the government from your wazoo. That's what we do here on the Todd Starnes radio program. You're welcome, America. So anyway, we tried to warn everybody about this. So sure enough, the legislation is passed yesterday afternoon, and now it turns out that nobody actually bothered to read the essence of the bill that ironically had the support of Speaker Mike Johnson, who, if you are to believe all of his press, sits at the right hand of Jesus Christ. I mean, they're elevating Mike Johnson to be like the 13th disciple. I mean, this guy, it's unbelievable. So the irony is that under Speaker Mike Johnson, the Bible may very well be outlawed. Now, I know there are people out there. Well, there he goes again with that hyperbole. You just have to stop, Starnes. Stop terrifying the country. Look, I'm not terrifying the country, and it's not hyperbole. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, as it has been written and passed, the act would force the Department of Education to use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism, and they would use that definition to enforce anti-discrimination laws. But again, it turns out nobody bothered to read the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism. If they did, you would think that somebody, maybe the evangelical Christian leader, Speaker Mike Johnson, would have said, wait a second, fellas, we got a problem here. Because their working definition says, any claim or accusation that Jews killed Jesus are now considered to be anti-Semitic. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Speaker Mike Johnson and the House Republicans just criminalized nearly the entire New Testament. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. How many times have we told these lawmakers, you gotta read the bills? You gotta read this stuff. So, yesterday on the program on Newsmax, we had Congressman Troy Nels from Texas. Good man. But I was always, you know, it was a long day yesterday. Have you ever just had one of those days? On Tuesday, I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to Houston for the event Tuesday night. And we did the event, got back about, I don't know, 11 o'clock, had to be up at 4 o'clock again, had to catch a flight. The flight got delayed, get back to Memphis. It's hot. It's humid. I sit down and I'm doing the Newsmax show. And I lost my temper a little bit with Congressman Nels because he told me that there are already laws on the books outlawing anti-Semitism. And I said, why do we need this law? And he said, well, the intent of the most recent legislation was to send a message. Then why not just, I don't know, use Western Union, send an email. If why not just buy an ad? If you want to send a message, that's how you send a message. You don't criminalize the New Testament. I mean, what in the world? So I raised my voice just a smidge yesterday. So I'm just, at this point, I'm just wondering what was the message here, right? What was the message? Because whatever the message was got lost in translation. Unless, of course, the Republicans intended to ban the Word of God. But I am a man of grace, ladies and gentlemen. So I am willing to posit that that this was not, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to take that step. Look, one of two things. It was either ignorance or it was intentional. What do you think it was, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that our lawmakers were intentionally trying to put Christians in a bad spot? Because this is what's going to happen now is you're going to be able to, if the Senate passes this and Biden signs it into law, we're going to have a situation where Christian pastors could be charged with hate crimes for preaching from the Bible. And I don't want to get too prophetic here, but I actually predicted this in my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? I did. And this could be the vehicle that is used to accomplish that. Now, here's the other problem I have with all of this. And I know that MTG and Matt Gaetz and all these others, they've got their own agenda. I get that. But you also have people like our friend Congressman Andy Biggs, who's raising concern. Congressman Chip Roy. And Congressman Roy was just really, really riled up about this. He was talking about it last night up on Capitol Hill, and he's just had it. And I don't blame him one bit, because what's happening is we are criminalizing free speech. And this can be used to go after Christians. But here's the problem. Anybody who objects to this, all of a sudden, well, you're just a Jew hater. We know you starns. You're just a far leftist pro-Hamas Jew hater. That's what they're doing. So if you raise a problem like, guys, you may not be aware of this, but if this passes, we're going to have to just rip out pages of the Gospels. We're just going to have to just toss them all out. You Jew hater. No, we're not Jew haters. I'm just saying the way this is written. And by the way, may I just throw this out there? Why do we need new laws? Why can't we just enforce the laws that are already on the books? That's all. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines on this. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, head over to the website. We've got the story, and we have a lot of intel on this at toddstearns.com. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
We don't believe that a bill should be brought to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, having not gone through committee, that has a reference in it to international organizations, definitions, literally in the statute, and then taking that international organization's definition, and then literally in the statute, representing and referencing the examples of anti-Semitic behavior. Now, I find the vast majority of the things that were listed in that to be horrific activity, most likely, if not certainly, anti-Semitic, at least in most contexts. Some of them are problematic. In totality, they certainly raise First Amendment concerns. They certainly raise concerns about something that I've opposed to the best of my knowledge and ability reading through pieces of legislation at every turn and every vote to oppose the whole notion of hate speech, hate crimes, thought police, thought crimes, putting the government into your head and your motivations when you're engaged in criminal behavior. Criminal behavior is criminal behavior. Violating people's civil rights is violating people's civil rights. But when we want to insert the government into what you're thinking and what motivates you, you are empowering that which should never be empowered. The ability of the government to police thought, to police speech, to police your views. Not the views that carry out, then the actions. The actions are the problem. Police the actions.
All right, there you go. That's Congressman Chip Roy, and he is speaking truth to the Republicans. And I'm telling you, we should all be a little concerned right now that the Republican Party is cracking down on free speech and also trying to outlaw the Holy Bible. These people are morons, ladies and gentlemen. Morons. Here is Congressman Mike Lawler from New York. He's the Republican who co-sponsored this, Cut 22.
Hey, everyone, it's Congressman Mike Lawler. I just want to say how proud I am that my bill, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, just passed the House of Representatives 320 votes to 91. This bill has broad bipartisan support and will begin the process of cracking down on the anti-Semitism that we've seen run rampant on college campuses all across America. This is a big day and a big win. Now we got to get it through the Senate and signed into law. I look forward to working to get this across the finish line.
All right, there you go. And he did. He did. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So there are a lot of these pro-Hamas people out there, and it really does look like the bar scene out of Star Wars. I've never seen anything like this. There's one particular woman. She looks like Chris Farley in a dress. She's a big old girl. And she was making these demands along with a guy who claims to be a gay Hamas supporter. I have trouble believing that. But anyway, here's what they have. They're demanding stuff. Here's what they have to say over at University of Massachusetts.
Hello. We're here at UMass's campus supporting the students in their encampment. They're demanding for divestment from war profiteers and warmongers. I'm here with Yaffa, who just spoke to the students in like the most inspiring, beautiful way, and I think really rejuvenated the crowd.
It's been such a pleasure to be out here. If you're able to come out, come out. If you're not in Massachusetts or Western Massachusetts, go out to an encampment near you. Students all around are starting these encampments everywhere. Feel free to show up. Or not feel free. Definitely show up and be prepared to support the students.
Assalamu alaikum, y'all. Jazz hands. Wow. So look, they're listing their demands now. They're wanting all this stuff. Later on, was it job? We're going to call her Jabba the Hutt. She's a big one. So Jabba the Hutt's out there, and she's like, we need a gallon of hummus, some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and a Jenny Craig membership. That's, you can't make this stuff up. It's insane. As a matter of fact, our good friends over at Fox News, Bill Belushin, they sent him over to cover the UCLA riots last night, and they're actually releasing, they want all these things like gluten-free products. They also wanted knee pads, and I'm not quite sure why they need the knee pads. What exactly is going on in the pro-Hamas encampment? I don't think we want to know. But it's getting pretty nasty out there, and these kids think that they are owed all of this. And I just want you to step back for a moment here, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that all of these people that are out there, you are having to pay off their college loans. So I have a question for you. You're in charge. What do you do with all of these protesters? How do you deal with these mobs of students that are laying siege to our university campuses. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Want to hear your suggestions. We're going to talk about that great fraternity over at UNC Chapel Hill. Oh, those are some great guys. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back, folks. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. I don't know about you, but Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. And if you're tired of the compromise like I am, then you need to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they are a longtime sponsor of the Todd Stearns radio show. They offer dependable nationwide coverage. They give you access to all three major networks without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and our military. And by the way, their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching super easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation when you utilize the offer code Todd. All right, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Tony, WTKF. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind?
Todd, I'm 81 years old, but I know I don't sound like it. My doctor points a finger and tells me my vital signs are like a 29-year-old and I'm going to live to be 100. Anyway, I was in during Vietnam. I love my country. Millions upon millions of Americans don't know how to fight back. And we don't want to start a war. We don't want people getting hurt. I've started a thing locally, just one day of talking to 10 people. They're all putting flags in their window or up on their outside on a tree. Let's all put American flags out. There's millions of us that love our country. And we don't know how to make it, you know, how do we talk to people? How do we straighten it out? Let's show them how much of us love America. Put flags out, little ones, big ones, all kinds of American flags, and shut them up. And that's what I'm saying we need to do.
Tony, I like this idea. That is something we can all do. Go down to your local flag store, get yourself an American flag, and make sure that you're posting it the right way. And if you don't know, I'll get Grace to post the American Legion's flag protocols. They're sort of the go-to group for displaying the American flag. We'll post those on the live show blog for everybody. Tony, I'm curious though. UNC Chapel Hill, what's your reaction to those brave fraternity brothers who stood there and protected the American flag as they were being pelted with the rocks and the bottles?
Well, I'm ready. They can do anything they want to me. I don't care. I was indoor in Vietnam, and my country said that we had to go. We weren't fighting for our country. We were fighting for our allies. Now it's time to fight for our country, and this is how we do it. We don't hurt people.
Tony, you're absolutely right, and God bless you. Thank you for serving our great nation, Tony, and you give us a call back. Tony says, hey, let's post our American flags. Let's show our support, our love for this country, and let's do that. But I got to tell you, the guys over at UNC, what is it, UNC Chapel Hill, and there was a Pi Kappa Phi. That's the name of the fraternity. I had a brain freeze there for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Very unusual for your host, but it happens every now and again. So the brothers at Pi Kappa Phi, they were out there just hanging out, doing what good old college boys are doing. And they got wind of what was happening there in the quad when the pro-Hamas mob stormed the quad and they took down the American flag. And then they raised the Palestinian flag. At that moment, ladies and gentlemen, that is an act of war. When you are removing Old Glory and you are installing the flag of an enemy country, that is war. And I will say this, as much as I honor these fraternity brothers, I say God bless the chancellor at UNC Chapel Hill. His name is Lee Roberts, and what a great man he is, because he went out there personally. You know, unlike a lot of these other university leaders, he actually went out there and he confronted the mob. And man, they tried to shout him down, but he wasn't going to be stopped. I mean, he was out there, and he was defending America. And he physically, along with law enforcement and these fraternity guys, physically raised the American flag and then tossed the Palestinian flag to the ground. What they should have done is burn that flag, the Palestinian flag. So then you've got the rampaging mob and the fraternity guys. And they're not armed with anything except their red-blooded, toxic masculinity. And they're standing there, and they're mocking the crowd. I just love that. We're going to play some audio in just a little while on that. But they were mocking these big, overweight, obnoxious, smelly pro-Hamas thugs. They were throwing, again, the mob, they were throwing rocks and bottles and water. But those young men stood their ground. They would not be moved, and they did not allow the American flag to be desecrated. I support those great American patriots, and we ought to salute them. And by the way, there's some sort of a GoFundMe page set up so that I guess they want to buy the guys beer and pizza, maybe something else on the side, but they got over $200,000 has been raised. That's a lot of pizza. I love it. And I say good for those young men. And I'm telling you, folks, I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? There is something going on with Generation Z. They're starting to see. And if we've got more young men like the fraternity brothers over there, and many of them have just been put upon, right? I mean, we have seen men being bashed in the media day after day after day. And finally, they just say enough is enough. So good for these young men. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Mike in Oregon, KYKN. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Yeah, I just want to say I thank and appreciate all the stuff that you talk about. I listen to you every day.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about all these radical groups that have domestic. They should be considered domestic terrorists. The way they're totally destroying the societies of our country and our neighborhoods and our towns. These students, they should be not only they should be expelled, but they should be arrested. There should be an encampment built, some kind of makeshift encampment to house them and arrest them all and treat them as such. And start treating them like they treat our country.
Mike, I'm with you here. I think we need to take a very hard approach and put down this rebellion, because that's what this is. This is way worse than whatever happened on J6. What we are seeing happen on these university campuses is dangerous, because, Mike, I believe we are watching the radicalization of these young people. and they're being turned against America. And I think what we're seeing are the early stages of the complete destabilization. I mean, you see what's happening in a lot of these Middle Eastern countries. Hell, look at what's happening over in Europe right now, where you have no-go zones right now, Mike, in places like Paris, in England. It left unchecked. That is going to happen here. And we have got to put a stop to this. And I like your idea. Try these people as terrorists.
Absolutely. Just take them all to justice and let the Constitution stand and stop treading on our Constitution and bring out the laws that it's supposed to be.
Over 50% of the kids enrolled in some of these Ivy League schools are from another country. Send them all back to their home countries. Send them, every single one of them. You're out of here, pal. You're gone. Go ahead, Mike.
Back and round up all the illegals coming over the border and send them all back and start giving the money back to the Americans that have been paying for all this stuff all this time. Give it back to the people that deserve it.
I love it. All right, Mike, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening, sir. And we're heading out your way very soon, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, coming up, we're going to be heading to Gainesville, Georgia. And, wow, less than a week and a half. We'll tell you more about that in just a little while. This coming weekend, I'll be at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, so hope to see all of you folks there in Atlanta. Want to play some audio here. This is the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, and I know the guy is a far-left nut job, but by golly, he does love America, and he had something to say about the situation there in New York City, where the pro-Hamas terrorists were actually tearing down American flags there. Here's the mayor of New York City, Cut 20.
And another significant part of the video was at the end. That's our flag, folks. Don't take over our buildings and put another flag up. That may be fine to other people, but it's not to me. My uncle died defending this country. And these men and women put their lives on the line. And it's despicable that schools will allow another country flag to fly in our country. So blame me for being proud to be an American. And I thank Commissioner Daughtry for putting that flag back up. We're not surrendering our way of life to anyone.
All right. Well, I hope he believes that, and I'm going to take him at his word. So I say good for you. Good for you, Mr. Mayor. I like to see more of that. But going back to Congress for a moment here, again, if we've already got laws on the books dealing with all the anti-Semitism, but why aren't we addressing the bigger issue, which is why our tax money is being used to fund these schools? You know, if you've got a university out there and you're not going to protect your Jewish students, you're not going to protect your Christian students, then you're not going to get any federal money from us, period. Why aren't the Republicans focused on that? Why are they focused on everything else except that? And I'll tell you why. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to dip his toe into any controversy. We just have to get along together, y'all. We just have to sing kumbaya and just hold hands and just tiptoe to Election Day, because that's what our Lord would do. No. This is not a church house. It is Capitol Hill. And you got to fight for what you believe in. I don't even know what these Republicans believe in anymore. I really don't. And then you've got, and again, MTG, she goes to war with everybody, and I get that. No, I don't get it. I don't get any of it. It's enough to make all of us go drink. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. And if you haven't already done so, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We have some terrific Mother's Day gifts just for you. And I will say this, that as much as I love Twilight's Last Gleaming, and that would make a great Mother's Day present, we have a great devotion book called Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, and it's so much fun, and it is really is a great gift to get mom, grandma, get the lady in your life. So we're happy to get those to you. If you order now, you're going to get it well before Mother's Day, so you don't have to go down to the Walgreens, you know, on Saturday. You know what I'm talking about. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here. This is some, yeah, I told you about the fraternity guys. And man, they're really doing a remarkable job of pushing back against these gals. And we also saw this happen in California, USC. Remember that, where the fraternity boys showed up and they helped the police clear out the refuse. I mean, these people, they're filthy. You know, Megyn Kelly pointed out an interesting, and she made an interesting observation. She said that most of these protesters are rather unattractive. What's the clinical term I'm looking for? Butt sickly, butt ugly. That might do it. But they're just not very nice looking people. Hygiene, it's a little much, you know. I mean, you can smell them before you see them. That's how bad it is. I had to cover the Occupy Wall Street protest many years ago at Fox. As a matter of fact, I was doing a live hit, and this woman comes up to me, and she's not wearing any clothes. I mean, and she was like in her late 50s. And I'm like, ma'am, you need to put on some britches. I mean, it's nobody wants to see that, ma'am, or smell it. Sweet mercy. Anyway, these fraternity guys are giving it to them. This is great. Cut number 9.
That's right. Put me on camera. I work for myself. Take off your hijab and get a job. You guys are all fat, ugly, and broke. Take off your hijab and get a job.
Oh.
Why don't you get a job?
I love that. Take off your hijab and get a job. He said, you're all fat, ugly, and broke. And I don't know why. Maybe you have an idea. Why is it that all of these protesters are not naturally beautiful? Why is that? Why is it that all of the protesters out there, I mean, seriously, when you see, have you ever seen a beauty queen in the mix? I sure haven't. They're all like, they have the hair that's like, what, purple or magenta or green. They're, you know, 400-500 pounds. They've got the t-shirts that are, you know, they're wearing the sweatpants and the Crocs. Woo, mercy. So anyway, then here we have the UNC frat boys. This is how they responded to some sort of a fat-bottomed Hamas gal who tried to attack him. Cut 11.
That is a
Hey, bro, lose some weight.
Oh, that's
hey, don't even talk to that.
Hey, bro, lose some weight. In fairness to the fraternity guys, I don't think they meant to misgender. The gender was just not clear with this one. It was kind of hard to tell. The pronouns could have gone either way. I'm just saying. That's terrible. But, you know, I mean, some people, I get these emails all the time. Todd, you should be correcting those young men. They shouldn't be using that language. Well, all right. But you know what? They're in a war zone. And they're getting pelted with rocks and bottles and feminazis. So you got to cut them a little bit of slack here. I'm sure they'll go to church on Sunday and they'll ask for forgiveness. But right now, they're in the middle of a war zone, lady. Come on. Anyway, this is terrible. But you know what? This is exactly how this needs to happen. Because finally, the young men of America have said enough is enough. And we're going to take back the country. And by the way, when you look at the mobs out there, look at who's leading the mobs. It's all of the green-haired feminazis. Those are the people that are leading these mobs. The feminists have taken over America. By the way, when we come back, I got to talk about this whole Kamala Harris interview from, what is it, a couple of days ago, where we're supposed to call her Mamala? We're supposed to call Kamala Harris Mamala. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is that woman, she ain't my mama. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to John Rich, working on a concert at UNC Chapel Hill. We'll find out the details coming up.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. And again, want to say thank you to our brand new affiliate in Houston, Texas, Patriot Talk 920. What a great welcome. What a great night. And I will say this about the owner, one of the most gracious, hospitable people I've met in the radio business. And the guy was like he was prepared to take me to this delicious steak restaurant in Houston and for a great lunchtime meal. And I said, Well, where do you eat your lunch? And he said, well, we go to this little taco joint. And I said, I want to go to the taco joint. I want to go to where the locals eat. And so we went to a great family-owned taco place. I have no idea what I had, but it was delicious. And it was a lot of fun. And again, I got to meet a lot of new friends down in the Houston and Galveston area. So we're so happy to have you guys with us. All right, our telephone number, if you want to call into the show this hour, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I saw a very interesting story yesterday, and I thought, all right, I know exactly who we need to talk to cover and get the lowdown on what's happening there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where a brand new city has been formed. They have seceded from the city of Baton Rouge, which is the state capital of Louisiana. And I suspect a lot of folks in the Memphis, Tennessee suburbs are going to pay very close attention to our next guest. He is a radio host heard on a number of radio stations across the great state of Louisiana. Moon Griffon. Moon, good to have you back with us.
Man, Todd, what a pleasure to hear from you, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. And pray you're doing well. Sound like you're doing great. That's good to hear.
We're doing good. We're doing good. And I know you are as well. And your radio show is just crushing it there in the Bayou State. Give us some background on what's going on in Baton Rouge.
Well, what happened is, like a lot of cities, Todd, that run everything into the ground, the school system is bad. The city's turned woke. You got communities in the city that are now deciding to leave the city and form their own city. And so this is the fourth city now that's formed outside of Baton Rouge that said enough is enough. Most of them start, Todd, with trying to do something with their school system. And this community, St. George, has done the same thing. They think they can do it better. They think they can do it more efficient. And they want to get away from all the craziness of the big cities. And so this is what's been done in this city. Really, this is the fourth city to break off. I say break off is not the proper word. It's still in East Baton Rouge Parish, but they form their own city, and they're going to have their own school system and their own government, and they just feel like things have gone sour there, and they want to branch off. And what's sad is this was really done 4 or 5 years ago, Todd. They did everything legally, everything right, everything by the books, but, you know, it's been tied up in court now for 4 or 5 years, and it's been very frustrating for a lot of these people.
Now, you know how this goes. I mean, you and I have been around the block a time or two on this stuff. NAACP coming out, they're suggesting this is all racially motivated. Are you getting wind of that, and is race a factor in all of this?
Well, first of all, Todd, everything is racially motivated now, no matter if it is or not. Let me give you some statistics. So St. George is breaking away at 75 white, 25 black, Hispanic, and other. Okay? If you look at the school system in St. George, it's still going to be majority black because a lot of the white parents do go to private schools. It really has nothing to do with race at all. They want to provide a better community. Anybody that wants to come move to St. George, black, white, green, or yellow, can move to St. George. But they always throw race, you know, in the middle of an election year. And race from the left is the only thing in their playbook. It's not to do with race. These people have decided to move away from what the big city has been doing, which is basically embarrassing them and running them into the ground from a school perspective, from a government perspective. That's all they're doing. They're saying we can do it a better job and a better way of doing it. Like, example, in their city government, Todd, they're gonna have a city mayor. They're going to have 5 councilmen. And they're going to have 2 other people that's on the payroll. They've got 7 people on the payroll. That is it. They're going to do everything and contract everything privately so they don't have to have all this government money to do everything they need. By the way, one of the things they plan is racist. The city of Baton Rouge has $1.1 billion dollar budget. City of St. George is only taking $53 million. That's it.
Wow.
I mean, it's not even, it's dollars, it's pennies on the dollar. And yet they call it a race because they have nothing else to grab. They have nothing else to hold on.
Moon, I was reading a report from Bloomberg, and I think Newsmax reported this as well. They say that St. George's taxpayers are currently providing 2/3 of the revenue for the East Baton Rouge Parish government, but they only get about 1/3 of the government's expense in return. That's what Bloomberg's reporting.
No, that is correct. I've had these guys on the program when they've been fighting this for so long. And the money-wise and the number-wise, St. George is going to really take off when they get this done. But the courts have done this to them. No, it's like you're producing everything and getting nothing in return or not much in return. Now what they produce, they'll get to keep. And then they can apply it with the school system and with the government and things that they need to do. It's really nothing to do with racism. You know what's sad about this, Todd, is that Central did this many years ago. They really modeled after Central. They did everything that Central did to get this done. This election was 4.5 to 5 years ago. Think about that. They just now getting their city because they have tied them up over and over again in the courts.
It's just unacceptable. And I know there are a lot of people that are looking at what's happening down there, and they're saying, you know what? Wow, we wish we could do the same thing here. we wish that, you know, we could, you know, pull out. And I know, you know, we broadcast our show from Memphis. And Moon, I'm telling you, it is a bad situation, you know, here where you have people in the suburbs that are, and of course, our issue is probably more so crime, but they just announced in the city a 28% income or property tax increase. 28%, my friend.
Yeah, so you start asking yourself, what are you getting in return for the money that you're spending? It's not race. It's nothing to do with it. Like, look,
right.
Democrats, let's be blunt, they want as many minorities in the cities. They've created this problem. And now it's a dependency game, but crime is a big issue in East Baton Rouge Parish. Matter of fact, if you look at the top 10 places for crime, and crime or murder or both, we got New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Shreveport all in the top 10. So you're going to – St. George feels like when they do this, this is going to be the example for other people – and I'm saying other people – other communities to do this around the country. It's that simple, Todd. It's really – it's not a racial thing. If you're a minority and you want to go move with St. George, move with them. They'll welcome you. It's nothing to do with that. It's everything to do with running things better, not being embarrassed by what the city's doing, watching cutting the crime down, and having a school system they can be proud of. What's wrong with that? This is America.
I'm curious, Moon, what's been the response in Baton Rouge itself among city leaders there?
Well, they haven't stopped yet. The Chamber of Commerce in Baton Rouge didn't want this to happen. So what they've done, what I read the other day, a matter of fact, one of the guys emailed me or texted me and said, hey, Moon, they hadn't stopped yet. They're asking the Supreme Court to rehear it. They're asking the Supreme Court, would you go back and rethink about this? So they haven't stopped. So now this may put this back 6 more weeks, Todd. But the response from them, well, you get it. When you read racism, the media has taken the racism side. So they run along with the racism side. But the city officials, yeah, they're freaking out. They really thought they would win this case.
Yeah, this is how the Daily Mail, and of course they're British, so you got to take that into consideration. This is how they framed it. Wealthy white Louisiana residents have emerged victorious. I mean, come on. I mean,
let me. You know what's sad, Todd? Most of those people, 90% of them people or more, 95, most of these are just middle class working people.
Yeah,
got a lot of poor people. That's all it. Black and white. They just working middle class people. And there's not as many rich people in that as they make it sound like. These are just working class people. But once again, if you read the article, because I read the one you got, they talk about a lily white, a lot of money, and then they call it racism. And they just set it up that way. But a lot of the people here, we're over with that. You can't just accuse people of something. Where's the proof, Todd? Where's the proof in the article you're reading?
It's a great point. And I will say this, there will come a time when I know, you know, even here in Memphis, Shelby County, there's been a big cry to, you know, merge city and county government. I think should that happen, you're going to see people, at least even here in this area, wanting to pull out. There was an effort in Atlanta where if you remember that just a couple of about was it last year, Buckhead
sure.
wanted to pull out of Atlanta. And it's the same reason. They're paying all the taxes, but they're not getting any services in return. And I get it, taxation without representation.
You know, Todd, we have an out-migration problem in Louisiana in general. And I can tell you a story, and it's a lot like this. I know an older couple in their 70s. They were big fans of the program. And I ran into them at a funeral in Baton Rouge. This was about, 6-8 weeks ago. And they said, Moon, we did what everybody else did. We moved out. And I said, why did y'all leave? I mean, y'all in your 70s, they moved to Florida. And I said, did y'all move because your kids are there? And they said, nope. We left because we were in the St. George community. We voted for this. And they did everything by the book. The Supreme Court said y'all did it all right. And they said, we got tired of waiting. And they moved out. And I've heard story after story like that of people that have moved out because they felt like, here's the law. We followed the law. We did everything we were supposed to do. We won. And then we told, no, y'all not going to do this. And that's been going on for almost 5 years. So it's stories like that that kind of make you sad. I mean, when you've been in the community and you're in your 70s, normally that's where you want to stay for your last few years.
Sure. All right, Moon, we got to leave it there. Where can people go if they want to hear your great radio show? Where can they go do that?
Well, they can go to my website, just Moon Griffon. It's Griffin with an O-N, moongriffon.com. It listens live. It gives you all the stations we own, and a lot of them also have the internet where you can listen to it as well, Todd.
Fantastic.
And Todd, it's been a pleasure. It's always great to talk to you. I pray you're doing well. I feel like you are, and that's a good thing.
Well, Moon, please tell everybody back in Louisiana I said hello.
I will do it, sir. Thank you so much, Todd.
All
God
right.
bless you.
God bless you. Good man right there, folks. Moon Griffon. And one of the best radio hosts out there, and just does a terrific job. And be sure to check out, we've got links to Moon's information over on our live show blog. Oh, wow, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. What do you think about this, folks? What do you think about this idea of suburban areas, removing themselves from these crime-infested, high-tax cities and starting their own communities? What do you think about that? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You know, Todd, maybe George Soros needs to up the ante a little bit on the qualifications of these people he gets to do these demonstrations. Instead of giving them $5 a piece, maybe he'll get some beauty queens if he pays them more money. Just my thought.
Well, no beauty queens in that bunch, I'll tell you that much. Thank you, Mark, from the Villages. Mark, using our free shout-out function, you can access that by downloading our app. Go to toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to get the app free of charge. By the way, we're getting some intel here from UCLA. Also from Ole Miss, UCLA first. They're saying the protesters are now demanding flashlights with strobes, rope, and zip ties. They also want hot food for lunch. Maybe a Hot Pocket? Oh, gluten-free food. Now, this is interesting. They say that they will not allow bagels. Oh, that's a little anti-Semitic. You don't want to schmear? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, son? Also, no nuts. And based on the photographs of the young men that I have seen protesting at UCLA, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Looks like a nut-free crowd, if you ask me. Also, they're wanting sleeping pads, various types of batteries, a brand of over-the-counter skin ointment, sunscreen. They don't want sunscreen. I think we need to add on a pallet of Febreze and gym memberships. I think that's these people. Also, Governor Tate Reeves, this coming from our affiliate in Memphis, KWAM KWAM News Radio, Ben Dieter sending this to me, saying, by the way, thank you, Ben Dieter, for filling in. Just the other, I ran into a lady in Houston. Oh, this is great. I shouldn't tell this story. Anyway, I ran into a lady from Houston, and she had been listening to Dieter making his inaugural debut on the program. And she said, who is that nice little boy who was anchoring? And I said, well, ma'am, he's a grown man. His name is Dieter. It's no, actually, we hire third graders here at the Todd Stearns Radio Show. No, Dieter did a great job. Anyway, Tate Reeves making this announcement. Turns out the anti-Israel protesters have made their way to the University of Mississippi. That's Ole Miss for the rest of you folk. The governor says, I am aware of today's scheduled protest on the campus. He says law enforcement is as well. They are prepared. Peaceful protests are allowed and protected, no matter how outrageous those protesters' views may seem to us. Unlawful, and pay attention here, children, unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. Now, I'm just going to say something about Mississippi. You don't want to be messing around, folks. All right? They don't play games in Mississippi. It's a beautiful state, law and order. They're not gonna tolerate you people acting the fool out there. So just heads up, fair warning, but just beware. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Todd, I was listening to the audio you did a while ago with a young man telling the protester to get a job. I don't know that young man knows how much truth is in what he's saying to get a job. We've had a society in this country and our leadership at the government level and the corporate level for decades now have tried to, with technology, chasing free cheap labor all over the world. They've done everything they can do to make it harder for people to get a decent job and support themselves in this country. And this kind of behavior is the result of it. You take adults and they don't have a job, they act like these protesters are acting. If they've got to go out and do something every day to put food in their belly, clothes on their back, and a roof over their head, they don't have time for foolishness.
Yeah, it's true. And that's a great point, is instead of giving the kids midnight basketball and video games, you know what? Put their butts to work. That's what it's a great idea, Steve. I got to skedaddle for a break. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Are you going to take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Yeah, I'm not too sure you want to bring these fat bottom girls home. Talking about these protesters out there. By the way, we had the video. If you think, and by the way, I've gotten some messages. Todd, that's very impolite. Those girls may have a thyroid condition. And that may be. I mean, it may be that all of the girls that are warbling around on these university campuses have thyroid conditions, but I don't think so. I think it's a flaming hot Cheeto condition. But that's just me. Holy cow. We're in trouble. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. But we do have the videos of the protesters on the website. So you go and watch those videos and you tell me if I'm wrong. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to Arlington, Tennessee. Lee is hanging out with us, KWAM Radio. And Lee, I know that you guys have been talks here in this area for quite some time about starting a new county.
Well, that's right, Todd. You know, approximately 10 years ago, 2010, 2011, 2013, there was a big move to consolidate the governments here in Shelby County, and the suburbs just didn't want any part of that. So we started an organization called Neshoba Now. It's actually legal within the Tennessee Constitution, which most people don't realize. Shelby County, Tennessee is 783 square miles. The Constitution clearly says new counties may be established as long as the old county is 500 square miles and the new county is 283 square miles. That gives us about 8 square miles to play with.
So Lee, what would be the concerns? Why would people want to pull out and start their own county here in the Memphis area?
Well, the same reason they wanted to in Louisiana. You look at the high crime, the taxes, where are our tax dollars going? You know, the Shelby County government has a budget of something like $1.6 billion. The school system, the Memphis-Shelby County school system, which serves, 75 to 100,000 students, they have a budget, I think last year with some appropriations, it was like $2.1 billion. It's the worst education system in the county. The suburbs are, you know, diverse. They have great school systems. And they are just tired of seeing their tax money be wasted.
And when you see, I guess, I mean, you know, the 28% proposed tax increase, I wouldn't be surprised if some parts of Memphis wanted to secede.
Well, the funny thing is that we would, in order for this to take place, I think if you take all the suburbs, if I remember my math correctly, it's only 168 square miles. So we would have to include some of Memphis. Some of Cordova, Southwind, and some of those areas for your listeners that are nearby to make this happen. Now, the only thing that has to happen is that the Tennessee General Assembly would just have to make it so. And once they make it so, they simply vote to do it. Once they vote to do it, two-thirds of the people who live in the new district, which we would call, in theory, Neshoba County, they would have to approve it, and it would be a done deal. Now, that's the easy part. The hard part is setting up the court system, the school system, the fire departments, the police, the sheriff, and all those things. But, you know, let's get the ball rolling.
I like that, and I like how St. George, and this may be the option. I mean, this is going to be a city of about 100,000 people, and it sounds like they're privatizing much of what they're going to be doing, Lee.
Well, the private businesses do things much more efficient than the government. You look at local businesses like FedEx or some of the other AutoZone, you know, they are very lean and becoming leaner. The government is very top-heavy. You look at assistant directors who have assistant directors, and the assistant directors have assistant directors, the assistant directors have assistants. So it is very top-heavy, and especially in the Memphis-Shelby County school system.
Wow, this is fascinating. Lee Mills on the line from Arlington, Tennessee, talking about possible efforts to create a new county, and again, this issue of secession. Lee, I know this has been talked about for a while. What do you think it's going to take to get that in motion and actually do something?
Well, a couple of months ago, Alderman Reeves from Bartlett, a nearby city here in the suburbs, he finally brought it back up, and some of the mayors have also been discussing it. So I think as crime continues to be rampant in Memphis, as Shelby County continues to be in debt, Memphis continues to raise property taxes, and don't forget, the Shelby County government is doing their property taxes or their budget right now. He proposed no tax increase, but let's just wait and see, because they have a lot of wants and needs to not be able to raise taxes in the county as well. So those people in Memphis are going to take a double hit.
Wow, that's going to be huge. And again, I think, especially on the crime issue, people are just throwing up their hands and saying, you know what, this is it. We can't live in a war zone like this.
No, I mean, all you have to do is look at the county. There is no crime in the county, and why is that? I mean, there's some, but it is nothing compared to what is in Memphis. And so what's the difference? You just have to ask yourself, what's the difference? Put that where you want it, but crime in Shelby County is not nothing. If you take Memphis out, there will be almost no crime in Shelby County.
And I would say there would be almost no crime in the new Neshoba County as well. So there you go.
Well, it would be a zero tolerance policy.
Exactly. And that makes all the difference in the world. Well, Lee, keep us updated. And I know listeners there in the Memphis area, KWAM, are going to be all over this. I think it's time to have that conversation, and really time to start looking at our options here, because things are not going to get better in Memphis. I don't think the voters want it to get better in Memphis, and so I think the law-abiding taxpayers need to look at option B.
I agree. Until we get rid of Steve Mulroy, our district attorney here in Memphis, Shelby County, and that's another 6 years, by the way, things are not going to change.
Wow. All right. Lee, appreciate that call, and thanks for alerting us. And you folks in the Memphis area, pay attention to what happened down in Baton Rouge, where you had 100,000 people say, you know what, it's time. We're tired of being taxed without any representation at all, and I think this is a pretty remarkable move. Has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with protecting your families and, honestly, making sure that you're going to be able to live the American dream. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Sam in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Sam. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just listen to all them protesters at the colleges. They should take them out and just shoot them.
No, what? Sam, people do have a right to protest here in America. That's not a crime.
Oh, really? I just figured they was communists.
What? No, okay, Sam, goodbye. Come on, folks. All right, do better. We don't play that game. All right. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Good to have you back with us, everybody. And thank you for hanging out with us. By the way, 5 o'clock tonight, be sure to watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax TV. We're going to have a great time, great conversation. Of course, today also the National Day of Prayer. So I hope you are taking some time to ask God to bless this country, ask God to have mercy on this country. Wow, what a mess. What a mess we are in. Elections have consequences, folks. I mean, it really is that simple. But the good news, and I wrote about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The good news is that there are patriots rising up. And we saw this on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. And that should encourage and excite all of us. And I know it certainly caught the attention of our next guest. He is an incredible country music singer-songwriter, also the host of an incredible show. And we're going to talk about this in just a moment on Fox Business Network. Our good buddy, John Rich. Hey, John, good to have you back with us today.
Yes, sir. Good to join you.
So I know about you, but I was just shouting and celebrating with these fraternity guys over at UNC Chapel Hill. What was your take on that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that was quite. I watched that video several times, and what I was really struck about was that those boys were concerned about the flag touching the ground.
Yeah.
So anybody that's ever been trained properly about the American flag, which used to be a prerequisite in this country to knowing how to handle the flag, is you never under any circumstances let the flag touch the ground. And that's what they were doing. They were keeping it up off the ground. They were keeping its dignity and its respect intact. And I thought, man, I've got to try to reach out to these guys and find them. So I went on Twitter and said, hey, if anybody can help me find these guys, I'd love to do a free concert for them at some point and celebrate their love of the flag, and everybody can come around and have a big moment together. I said we should call it Flagstock. I think that would be the perfect name. So they actually hit me back, and we're talking right now about doing a major music event. And, man, I don't know how big it might get. I think it could be absolutely huge. I may invite some other artists to come with me. How cool would it be to have Lee Greenwood show up and sing God Bless the USA right there with those frat boys? I think it'd be incredible.
It would be one of the biggest moments, I think, of the year. That would be pretty spectacular. And you got to let us know about this, John, because we'll bring the radio show down and we'll broadcast live from campus.
That'd be incredible.
Isn't this, I mean, it's a great thing, though, because it's as if, you know, we've been pounded in the ground over and over and over again. And yet here are these young boys coming out there, young men, and they were getting pelted with rocks and bottles. And you're right, John, they would not let that flag touch the ground.
Well, it reminded me of the story I learned a long time ago when they were bombing, the British were cannonballing the Patriots. And this is where the Star Spangled Banner anthem came from. And under no circumstances would the Patriots allow the United States flag to fall. And by the time that battle was over, the flag was being held up by dead bodies. The dead bodies of our Patriots had been pushed up against that flagpole, piled up, the flag pushed down in between their arms and legs, and that's what was holding it up at the end of that battle. So when I saw those young men holding that flag up, I thought, you know what? They're tapping back into the original feeling and point of being an American in the first place. The flag stands for everything that we have good in our country. And so I was so knocked out by them. We're going to do something huge for them. I'm just telling you right now. I hope that this patriotic moment those boys had, I hope we see that replicated all across the nation. And matter of fact, I think they have gone so far over the edge with the left and with these protests. I think it's going to ignite a tidal wave of patriotism in our young people in this country.
I'm with you, and I know that Lee will be there. I mean, he'll get in the truck, and he'll drive on over right now. So it's going to be a great concert. And, John, you let us know, and we will promote the heck out of that. But we also, John, we also got to praise this chancellor, this interim chancellor, Lee Roberts. This guy went out there personally and put himself in harm's way to stand up for that flag. And my hat is off to that man. Lee Roberts is his name.
Yeah, I mean, if more people would do that, I think you would see a mass exodus out of a lot of these woke schools, and you'd go, I'm sending my kid to a place where they respect the flag. It's as simple as that. You know, I can't imagine being a parent that saved up all their money for their kid to go to college only to turn on the TV and see this horrible stuff happening where their kid's going to college. A lot of these schools, I'm sure you've seen, are now canceling their graduations. Think about what these college students have been through since 2020. You know, they were told you have to take a vaccine or you can't come to class. You have to take your classes online. You have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Oh, now we're going to cancel your graduation. Oh, now they're tearing down the American flag and you can't even walk on campus. Especially if you're Jewish, you can't walk on campus. So they have been through absolute hell from the United States government under Biden and these crazy leftists. And I'm telling you right now, I think the result of this will be a huge explosion in patriotism and conservatism amongst our young men and women in this country.
Wow. I sure hope that's the case. On the Newsmaker line, our good friend John Rich. And John, you've got the new series coming back to Fox Business. It's called The Pursuit. And I'm pretty excited about this. We're going to go through the rundown of some of the guests, but give us the backstory of the show itself.
Well, with all the things going on in the world, like what we're talking about right now, I wanted to offer up something to the people that was positive and that was pro-America and really show real stories and the background of some of the most famous people out there and how they pursued happiness in America. You got to remember, it doesn't say we have the right to be happy. It says we have the right to pursue happiness. And this is the story of the pursuit of some really incredible people.
I love this. And you've got Tim Tebow, Dana White, Adam Carolla. These are some pretty big-time names here.
Yeah, there's a lot. Wolfgang Puck. Wait till you see that one. So Wolfgang Puck grew up in Austria. And he was basically an orphan, almost killed himself when he was 12, was going to jump off a bridge. He saw no hope for himself. And he found his way into a restaurant, working down in the basement of a restaurant, saved up his money, came to America, and you know the rest of the story. I mean, Wolfgang Puck, one of the most successful chefs of all time. His story is absolutely phenomenal, and I don't think he's ever told that story before. So, yeah, tune into The Pursuit. It's Fox Business, Saturday night, every Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern.
This is going to be – oh, you got Michael W. Smith. You got Smitty on the list.
Oh, yeah, man. He's an awesome guy.
You know, he really is. It's weird to think that he's a grandfather, though. I got to tell you, growing up listening to Christian rock music, he and Amy Grant and Stephen Curtis Chapman were like the Holy Trinity back in the day.
Yeah, but, he's still got every note he ever had, and that guy is just as solid as you're ever going to find.
That's fantastic. Well, folks, you got to watch this. Again, Fox Business Network on Saturdays. We've got all the details over on ToddStearns.com on the live show blog. It's just a terrific lineup. And, John, did you ever imagine, John, that you would be doing all the things that you're doing today?
No, I grew up, I've got a high school diploma. I grew up in a double-wide trailer in Texas. My dad preaches in prisons for the most part. So I didn't come from anything fancy at all. But I was always told, John, you never know where you might wind up if you're willing to think big enough and work hard enough. You just never know. And that's still my attitude today. If I feel like I can bring something to the public that's worthwhile, then I'm going to do it.
I love it. I mean, it's your own pursuit of happiness.
That's right. And pursuit means you're in pursuit. So happiness is a moving target.
That's
okay?
It.
And the definition of that word changes decade by decade in your life. So anybody out there, just remember, you've got the right to go for it in this country. So step up, shake it off, and go for it.
All right. John, we're going to leave it there. Looking forward to more details about Flagstock. And I think you're right. I think this is something that's going to spread all over the country.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And thanks for putting some spotlight on it today. Appreciate
you got it.
It.
All right, John, take care now. John Rich, everybody, from Nashville. And I love this. I saw his tweet last night about Flagstock. And I thought, we got to be a part of that. So we're going to keep you updated, and whatever details come our way, we will share those with you if they're able to put all of the pieces together. But it sounds like with that great patriotic chancellor down there at UNC Chapel Hill, they're going to be able to do something. So anyway, stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated on all of those details. Let me tell you something about Wolfgang Puck. I've eaten at his restaurants in Los Angeles, down in Orlando. Amazing food. But this guy has a recipe, and I know this is going to sound crazy. I'm a big tomato sandwich guy, but Wolfgang Puck has a recipe for an onion sandwich. And I know it sounds crazy, but a little mayo, white bread, salt and pepper, and a nice onion, sweet mercy. That was one of the best sandwiches I've had. You got to try. Now, what are you laughing at, Dylan? I'm just saying it. Wolfgang Puck. Well, you got to buy breath mints too, but it's a great sandwich. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got folks on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
American ride. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, including in some of these areas that have been laid siege to by the pro-Hamas wannabe terrorists, the JV terrorists. By the way, Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi warning the pro-Hamas mob, they're apparently going to be showing up at Ole Miss today. That's not a good idea. I don't like these people, the pro-Hamas. I don't like them. Can't stand them. But I'm telling you, you don't want a piece of that in Mississippi. You really don't. So just go about your business. Go back to your little mansions or wherever you live and just leave the good people of Mississippi alone, because that will not end well for you. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. We're going to be getting to your phone calls in just a moment. That's 901-260-5926. Also, getting word from reporters in the White House pool that now they're letting Joe Biden board the Marine helicopter, Marine One. They're doing that in private. So they're not allowing the media to observe President Biden getting on board the helicopter now. I don't know what that means. Did they install a chairlift? I do not know. Chair Force One. Could be. Who knows? We'll keep you updated on that story. I want to go to the newsmaker line here. We're honored to have with us Congressman Russell Fry from South Carolina's 7th Congressional District, also a member of Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, thanks for having me on.
So, look, I'm curious to get your take on this legislation that was passed yesterday in the House. And there's a lot of concern that the way this thing was written, it could lead to the criminalization of some passages of the New Testament. Are you guys concerned about that? Have there been discussions about that?
I'm not particularly concerned, and I'll tell you why. I've heard those concerns. What I do know is that, when I was in South Carolina, the General Assembly, we passed this. It was unanimous, actually, Republicans and Democrats. 35 states have laws like this on the books. And the purpose of it is to, we're not seeing the action by the Biden administration to go after these schools as they should. And and obviously Jewish students are, fearful to go to class. Professors can't even get on campus if they're Jewish in some places. And so this kind of prods the Department of Education by defining what anti-Semitism is. It prods them to go act. I think if you look at the definition stuff, they provide examples. But it also says that this should be viewed in the lens of a context that all these by themselves. So from a free speech perspective, both from the text of the bill itself and from the definition that's provided by the IHRA, I don't share those same concerns.
Well, I say that only because yesterday we had Congressman Troy Nels on my Newsmax TV show, and he said there are already laws on the books outlawing anti-Semitism. And he said the intent of yesterday's legislation
was to send a message. My whole thing is, why do we need more laws? Why don't we just enforce the laws that are already on the books?
Well, to some extent, I think you're right. But the purpose of the bill is to clearly define what anti-Semitism looks like, so that there are clear examples. For instance, what's going on now in some of these college campuses, that the Department of Education needs to do. You have an executive order that Trump signed with this definition in 2018. President Biden has carried that over and not gotten rid of it, but they're not enforcing it. And that's the problem, is because Secretary Cardona has not done faithfully his job, and they're kind of playing this legalese dance on what anti-Semitism is.
What about the any efforts to defund these universities? Is that serious talk on Capitol Hill?
I think so. I think there's a growing sentiment that these universities, you look at Title VI on discrimination, you look at things that could be done there from a tax-exempt standpoint on some of these foundations. I think the Education Committee is looking at a lot of different options as it pertains to some of these schools. And, you know, they don't listen to reason. These university presidents, many of them are feckless and weak. And the only way that you get them to pay attention is by challenging, you know, their tax-exempt status or their funding. That will wake them up pretty quickly.
Now,
I think that's growing on Capitol Hill.
So does that, and take me through that process here, Congressman. So let's just say that you guys pass legislation and say, you know, this university is going to be defunded. Does the Senate have to sign off on that?
Well, the Senate would, and I think at least some of the proposals that I've seen so far, again, not text of the bill, but just ideas, are that certain things would trigger either a review of their tax exempt status. Certainly funding from a foundational standpoint on how they get money from the federal government. Those things are kind of all, I would say, all being discussed right now on ways that you can get these colleges back in line.
This is really shocking. When you see, you know, what's happening out there at, say, Columbia, for example, where they laid waste to this building, and I think the same thing happened at UCLA and Portland State's a mess too. But we're looking at actual, you know, terror, you know, they're wearing the uniforms of the terrorist, of Hamas, on American soil.
Right. It's shameful. And some of the things that you hear and that you see them say are absolutely abhorrent. That's not who we are as a people. And for the students that go to these schools, I mean, they are in fear of their safety, of their security. And you have these weak university presidents that want to coddle this petulant behavior, and it's total BS. It really is at the end of the day. It's shameful. And you know what? This is the concern that I have, is that it emboldens Hamas. It emboldens Hezbollah and Iran. These are things that they're playing on their own televisions too. In their mind, they think that they have to keep doing what they're doing to win.
On the Newsmaker line today is Congressman Russell Fry from South Carolina, and I just want to share this, folks, with you. This is coming from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, where they had a big mob gather in front of the College of Law. They were ordered to disperse. They sent in the police in riot gear, and it looks like they're ending whatever they were going to do there. The Speaker of the House in Tennessee, you'll love this, Congressman, said, thank you, UT Knoxville, for not being like Columbia or Brown and pacifying radicals. And to all the activists, Shiraz University in Iran is offering free tuition to any expelled. I'm sure you'll love it there. So there you go.
Yeah, Todd, I don't know that you're seeing, you know, you look at Columbia, Brown, you know, UCLA. These things aren't happening at SEC schools. There's a reason for that. You can protect free speech without doing these insane things that they're doing on campuses. And you talked about Governor Tate down in Mississippi, of course, Knoxville. We've seen what happened in Texas. I mean, they quelled these things pretty quickly.
And of course, in Alabama, at the University of Alabama, and which is our, you know, our you know, lifelong enemy at UT Knoxville. I will say this. Both sides were chanting the exact same thing about President Biden, which we can't repeat on the radio. But I did think, wow, a moment of unity in the midst of the chaos. But I am curious, you know, when you look ahead towards the summer, I suspect it's going to be a very long, hot political summer. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Chicago when the Democrats hold their meeting. That's got to be insane.
Well, I mean, Chicago's not been a safe city for a long time. And I mean, the identity crisis that the Democrats are going through right now on this one issue, I think you're going to continue to see it fan up. And obviously, I mean, we're seeing Outrage Incorporated pick the issue of the day. Today it's Palestine. You know, there are paid agitators. These things are being well-funded and financed by left-wing ideologues who want to ferment this unrest. And so I fully expect, like you said, that the DNC convention is going to be a pretty interesting place.
By the way, we just had John Rich on and before in the last segment, and he's working on something called Flagstock. They're thinking about going to UNC Chapel Hill and putting on a concert for the fraternity brothers over at Pi Kappa Phi for saving the American flag. I just think this is brilliant. He said it may spread. You never know. I mean, you guys down in South Carolina could be doing some stuff down at Clemson or University of South Carolina.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I mean, they were the silent majority yesterday or the day before when they kept that flag from hitting the ground. It was great to see young people, you know, standing there and be, you know, proud of their country, and they weren't going to tolerate that on their campus. So we hope that that spreads because I think some reason and some sanity is needed on these woke indoctrination mills.
I'm with you on that. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Really appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we'd love to get you back on down the road.
Absolutely. Would love it.
All right. Congressman Russell Fry, everybody, from South Carolina's 7th Congressional District. Also a member of House Judiciary and the Oversight Committee, so you know he's a good guy. All right, we've got it. Before we take a break, we're going to get to the phones. Poor St. Francis from Georgia has been holding on for a long time now. St. Francis, you have the patience of Job. What's on your mind today?
Well, I know Job very well. He's a nice guy, Job. He's one of my friends. How you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Now, who's your friend?
Job.
Okay, very nice, very nice.
I said I had the patience of Job. I said he's my good friend.
Verily, verily. I got you there.
Hey, listen, I told your screen call I wanted to talk about Mr. Griffon, Moon Griffon, because I'm from Louisiana, and I know he's all over the state. He's a wonderful broadcaster. But I thought I would change my topic, if that's all right.
Well, real quick here. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
After hearing John Rich and Flagstock, I got an idea. Why don't we get Mr. Trump to get about 5 18-wheelers and Lee Greenwood and him to come to that Flagstock and hand out Bibles?
Well,
what do you think about that?
I think that's a brilliant idea. It's funny. Funny you mention that. Those of you that are watching us, you will notice that I actually, in my hands, have a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible right here on the anchor desk. St. Francis.
Yeah, they can hand them out.
I love that idea. Wow. You know, this could be huge.
You have contact with Mr. President, Mr. Trump. You run that by him. I can see it now, those 10 18-wheelers coming with the Trump flag flying and the American flag flying and rolling up there and opening up the gates and handing out Bibles. It'd be magnificent.
Could you imagine the scene, St. Francis, down in South Carolina or North Carolina, all of a sudden coming on the interstates and you've just got a whole convoy of 18-wheelers?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
St. Francis, wait a second. Yeah, something's going on here. What? Hold on. Hold tight, St. Francis.
Door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Uh-oh. St. Francis, we got ourselves a convoy. A gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving convoy.
cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
St. Francis, what a great idea. You are a great American patriot. And folks, as we go to break, we're going to be checking on that convoy to the Carolinas. 901-260-5926 is our number. Breaker, breaker, that's 901-260-5926. We got us a convoy.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs.
Well, I've got to tell you about our good friends over at Newsmax, and man, are they doing a great job. The numbers are just off the charts. The number of people that are leaving the other cable networks and joining the Newsmax family, and we're so glad to see you guys over at Newsmax, and that's why you need to get Newsmax Plus. Again, Newsmax Plus is the fastest growing streaming service in the country. Not only do you get the Newsmax channel, you get Newsmax 2, our brand new network, and you get to watch the Todd Starnes Show at 5 o'clock Eastern, which is pretty awesome. You also get to watch Greg Kelly and Eric Bolling, Rob Schmidt, and you get some great analysis from people like Dick Morris and Mike Huckabee. By the way, we carry all of the big Trump rallies, both of them yesterday, Wisconsin, Michigan. We actually carried both of the Trump rallies on Newsmax Plus, so you got to watch it. We never censor President Trump like the other stations do. And by the way, if you are a listener to the Todd Starnes Show, well, you're going to be able to start your subscription with a free trial, and it costs absolutely nothing to start. All you have to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register and then download the app, and you can start watching right now at NewsmaxPlus.com. By the way, Elon Musk has a good idea. He says, propose law. What do you think about this one? I'm not a big fan of new laws. Again, we're a small government radio station here and radio show. But I like this one. Elon says, if somebody tears down the American flag and puts up another flag in its place, that person should get a free but mandatory one-way trip to that flag's country. In other words, all of these protesters out there that are warbling around our university campuses, flying the Palestinian flag at a one-way trip to Gaza, may have to either parachute them in or drop them off at the pier, but I like that idea. Unbelievable what's happening right now. NBC News is reporting that a senior law, and they're quoting a senior law enforcement official who says one of the people arrested at Columbia is identified as James Carlson. Carlson was arrested during a G8 protest in 2005 in San Francisco for assaulting a police officer with a deadly weapon. He is also a person of interest for burning an Israeli flag. So there you go. That's that. I'm telling you, very bad people out there. I want to give you an update. This is from National Review. We told you last week about these five middle school girls that decided, you know what, we're not going to compete against a boy. We're not going to do that. Well, now, according to National Review, the five middle school girls have now been banned. They have been banned from an upcoming track event. They have been punished by the school board there in West Virginia. Now, on tomorrow's program, we're going to do a deep dive into this, and we're going to provide you telephone numbers and email addresses so that we can have a conversation with these school board members and find out why they believe in bullying little girls. Ought to be an interesting conversation. All right, coming up, we're going to be checking in with our good friend Jonathan Falwell over at Liberty University. They were not protesting over at Liberty University. They were actually worshiping God, thousands and thousands of students. It's an amazing story, and looking forward to hearing from our good buddy Jonathan Falwell coming up next. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.